Dr. Philippa Reid, outgoing chief executive of Community First, a Wiltshire charity that has been connecting communities across the county with all sorts of different local authority services, but also just things that matter to communities for 50 years. They celebrate their 50th anniversary this year. And Pip is retiring as chief exec this year as well. I'm marking it in a slightly unusual way, Pip, because you're pulling on your walking boots. Where did this idea come from to walk 50 miles around Wiltshire?
Well, it was one of those bright ideas that I had one beautiful morning walking my dogs on Salisbury Plain, thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful? It's our 50th anniversary. It's a way of, you know, the 50 is a bit of a giveaway really here. It's a way of meeting communities and saying hello to them, and a way for me to go out as well as for Community First to come in. And I like walking. Loved walking. It's been an interesting few months as I've been out training, but I'm really looking forward to it now. I'm looking forward to meeting all these people who've done so much in their communities.
When does it start?
Starts on Monday.
Right, and how long are you taking to do it?
I'm doing it in a week, so it's 10 miles a day for 5 days.
Okay, so you're not going to just set off and walk 50 miles because you wouldn't get around the whole county?
No, unfortunately, looking at all the maps, trying to get 50 miles across the county that would connect enough communities and enough people is quite difficult. Particularly with Salisbury Plain right in the middle of it, and could spend all week walking around Salisbury
Plain.
Exactly,
that could be interesting.
Yeah. So, and we wanted to actually to say hello to as many people as we possibly could, to talk to as many community groups as we could, and say thank you to them for all that they do. And so we've mapped it 10 miles across different parts of the county. So we start at West Ashton Village Hall, and we'll do part of West Wiltshire and finish up at Holt. We will be going Broadtown through to Rawton, Aldbourne, Ramsbury, Tisbury through to Dinton to Tisbury to the village shop at Hindon. We'll be Lark Hill across the plain, Lark Hill, and to the Great Bustards Breeding Centre, which would be great.
Community First have had an
involvement.
Yeah,
we've been
in
very involved with the Great Bustards, so it'd be great to see them and to say hello to them. And the final bit is up the canal from Roud.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely marvellous walk to me. I hope you have the weather for it. How's the training been going?
Training's been brilliant. I'm very fortunate. I live just on the edge of Salisbury Plain, so I have spent the last few months walking up and down the downs and enjoying what's been fabulous weather that we've had. This week, though, doesn't bode terribly well, and I'm hoping that we can keep the rain off for next week.
It would be nice. Now, the purpose of this is not just for your own fitness and to say hello to these communities. You'll be raising awareness for what Community First does. Is it also a sponsored event, or is it just awareness raising?
We're not actually awareness raising. However, we have got a Just Giving page on our website, so if anybody would like to contribute, we would be very grateful for that. It is to raise awareness of the work that we do. It's to say we've been here for 50 years, we've successfully supported communities for 50 years, and we're going to go on doing that for the next 50 years and goodness knows how long.
The diversity of the communities that have benefited from Community First help will be so well demonstrated. I mean, the list that you've just given us, from village shops to Great Bustard breeding centres, it's a huge range of things.
It is, and I think what I've been overwhelmed with is that we've written to these communities and said, well, I'm coming, would you like to come and say hello? And the response has been enormous, and that's been really, it's been wonderful for me to know that I'm going to meet so many people along the way. Yes, it'll be link schemes, it'll be community transport groups, it'll be village hall committees, we're going to the Repair Academy in Carn that we've been very involved in setting up, we're going to meet groups that have had grants from us, from the Landfill Communities Grant, who've built play areas and done all sorts of extraordinary things.
And will you have a team with you?
Yeah, they're not letting me out on my own.
No, that would be dangerous.
No, I think that would be very dangerous, and they're very worried that I might just get terribly lost or get on a bus. I think that's the other thing.
I'm going to make sure you do it.
I'm going to make sure I actually do it. So there's going to be a team of staff coming with me, and they're going to be people who are going to join me along the route. I've got a group of young children from the Bumpson Beyond group, I think it's called, at Kington Langley, who are going to come around the field with me. Yeah, so that's going to be great. There's going to be, the wonderful people of Lynham are going to put on a cream tea on Wednesday.
Well, that'll do.
So that'll help me along the way.
The reason I ask about a team is because I can see what will happen here. As chief exec of Community First, you're bound to get into conversations with people where they say, oh, this bit works really well, but you know what would be a really good idea?
Yeah, I think so.
And you'll end up, you'll be wanting to take notes. You'll be saying, write this down. Yes, this is a really good idea. You'll probably come home from your week with a to-do list for the charity and you're about to go.
Yeah, well, it'd be great, wouldn't it? A to-do list for someone else
to
do.
Yeah, pass it on.
Here you are, guys.
What sort of state is the charity in? Do you leave it in a good position to carry on? Where's it up to?
It's in a very good position, and that's, I think I'm very proud of that, that actually I will be handing over the reins to Lynn Gibson, who is my assistant chief exec at the moment. She's taking on the position of acting chief exec because the charity is going to restructure. It's going to relook at itself. It's a good time to do that and look at what it needs in its offices. We moved office in November, so we said goodbye to Wyndham's, which was an old Edwardian house, two houses, not fit for purpose for the modern office working, and we've moved into new modern offices, much more efficient, much more effective for us as a team. And I think that, so I hand over a secure organisation which has got, it's got its challenges, of course it has, it's been difficult financial times, but we've come through it. We've faced the same sorts of things that many organisations have faced, and we've had to lose posts and we've had to say goodbye to staff, but not very many, I think two or three. And that in itself has been pleasing. And we have got reserves, we are in a good position, and I think we'll be able to move forward and take, I think one of the, if I look back over those 50 years, one of the strengths of the organisation has been its ability to expand and contract according to need. So when we've needed to grow services, we've been able to do that. When we've needed to contract them, we've been able to do that. And that flexibility in the team, I think, will take it forward into a very, very successful future.
You've been at the organisation for 23 years, chief exec is 8. Let's look at the whole of the time you've been there, though. Over those two decades plus, what's been the proudest achievement, do you think?
I think it will be knowing that it is a sustainable organisation. I think that's the thing I am most proud of leaving, and the team, because it's always the people. It's not the buildings, it's not all those sorts of things, it's the people. And I know that we have a very, very strong team of people who work incredibly hard and who do some amazing things. And I know that they will go on doing that for a long time. And, you know, in between, there have been some other things that have been great. The setting up of the Wiltshire Scrap Store Play Resource Centre came out of a play development project that I set up back at the end of the 1990s. The merger with Youth Action Wiltshire, I think, and taking us into a different way of working has been very successful, and moving us away from an organisation that just gave advice and support to one that directly delivers services. The work we've done with Village Shops, I think, is again a very, very important part of what we've done. We recognised from what we were seeing and learning from communities that Village Shops were shutting. At one point, we were seeing a shop close once a month. And so we set up a support service to help communities set up their own shops and to manage their services themselves. And I think that's the sort of thing that I'm proud of.
It's going to be hard to leave, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be really difficult. This is a very funny time, actually. It's very odd. A bit of me would go on doing this forever and ever. But I know it's right. I know it's right for me, and I know it's right for the organisation. And that's important. But there's other things, you know. One door closes, another opens, and I've got lots of ideas about what I might do in the future too.
We shall catch up with you next Friday. I think Marie Lennon is going to join you on your walk on day five.
Which hopefully, I'm still on 2 feet.
What state will you be in? I wonder then. We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Until then, Philippa Reid, thank you very much for coming in, and congratulations.
You.